Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Wenda.
I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and, be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Oh, praise Yah. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Saints of the Most High Yah. Hopefully, everyone was very edified today. The message on sacrilege and the teachings that went on concerning the family of Yah, mind of Yah, the way he sees, the way he believes, the way he has laid it out. We thank Yah for that. I pray that I'm coming through, Saints of the Most High. It's been a while. Okay, good. We're getting in tens. Skype has been awry on Blog Talk for a while, and I noticed tonight that they did put out a banner saying that Skype was having issues. So hopefully through the Skype tonight, we won't have any hiccups like it's been going on lately. I don't know what's going on with this Blog Talk outlet to be a premium service. They have so much issues with their own website or whatever's going on there. I'm glad to be here again, Saints of the Most High Yah, here ministering as a teacher, here as a gift to the body for the edification, for the building up of the body. And pray I find all you well. Good thing. Good thing the Most High is really desiring, you know, to draw us in closer to Him. Oh, praise Yah. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. I'm always encouraged, you know, about hearing the nature of our Creator and how His heart is toward us. And we should continually, you know, keep this in our hearts and our minds. I mean, just relish it in our soul and our spirit. And this Most High Yah, I mean, He's been taught many ways. And in the ways He's been taught, it's really, you know, looking at it, it draws nobody closer to Him. It does not build a relationship with Him. But I thank the Most High Yah for our pastor, our elders, you, that are praying for every one of us, maybe meaning all those that are in the ministry, because we need that. We really got to get in their mind, we are family. Just pastor iterated today, you know, that's my brother, that's my sister, you know. And when the war is engaged, you know, how much more passionate we would be that we are when it comes to protecting our and protecting the lives of our brothers and our sisters. Hallelujah. 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 Good to see you, Brother Paul. Glad you could make it in. Hallelujah. Glad all my brothers and sisters could make it in tonight as we fellowship again with the Word after receiving such a rich Word today. Rich Word scripture study from Elder Donnie and then from the Shabbat before that. Sister-to-sister broadcast was very edifying. Very, very good broadcast. I know the sisters really enjoyed that. That was something to put in the bag. In this time, in this hour, I think every one of us need to hear a word that we can take with us. A word that will be there in time of need. You know, Pastor, talking about these Hebrew camps and how much they exalt knowledge, you know, and some of them, you know, I believe they exalt knowledge to be a God itself. And, you know, in that, you know, I really fight hard against that, you know, these doctrines, these Christ doctrines, or what you want to call them, whatever they be, these doctrinal errors, this logical thinking has nothing for the spirit man. They sound good. They sound chewy. They're good mind candy. I told a few brothers, hey, you know, if you want an answer to this, the answer I give you, is it going to help you down the road? Is this answer, is it going to help you, you know, in your walk of salvation? When times and tribulations and whatever you go through, when you need a good word, are you going to look down in your bag and you're going to pull out all this knowledge that has really no substance to it? Really come to think about it, you know, in this time, as I keep reading, you know, the account, especially as what they call, I call the Renewed Covenant, what they call the New Testament, you know, I see the imploring more and more for us to gain in wisdom and knowledge of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that our hearts are to be seasoned with grace. Not with all these, you know, great off-the-wall doctrines, you know, I'm not disparaging or discouraging anyone to study, you know, these things. But to really think about it, the things we really should be attaining to ourselves is learning of Him. He said, learn of me. He said, we got to learn of Him to be meek and lowly and to know that His burden is light. These are things we need to be learning in this time, in this hour. All this, you know, extracurricular knowledge, it might be good on some points. Might be good for knowing. Like I tell a lot of new brothers coming into this, don't deal with that yet. Your mind is not ready for that. Your heart is not ready. You don't need to know these things. You need to learn the foundation first. Don't be like the ones that come before that the stone they rejected became the same stone that was ahead of the corner, which was Yeshua. I mean, if we're going to build on anything, we got to, you know, learn Yeshua Himself. And I think, you know, on learning Him, the foundation, then it will teach us on how to build. It will teach us how to build. And we got very few builders in this time and this hour. We got very few laborers in this time and this hour. We're here to help each other get home. Like all these other camps out here calling themselves Hebrews and do not do works of the Spirit, casting out devils, healing the sick, raising the dead, you know, and all that goes with the love of Yah. Oh, mercy. Such distractions out there in this time and this hour. And I warn a lot of young brothers from, you know, lusting after knowledge. Knowledge is good, but I also, you know, according to the report, that knowledge does puff up. And we are people that should not be puffed up. The time, the hour, or in, we really need to learn the realms of humility. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight again as we're in the book of Hebrews. Now, I implore us, you know, to really, really stay in His Word, to learn of Yeshua. You know, these other things will be added in their time. They will. Now, I've been in this 20 plus years, and, you know, I started out, you know, trying to cram all kinds of knowledge here and there, learning this and that, only to find out later, you know, I picked up all that I learned, you know, supposedly, and then look at it like sand in the hand. But it taught me the things that I really need to attain my heart and my mind to. And the Holy Spirit was there, you know, to reprove me, to admonish me, to exhort me, to edify me, to get into, you know, the Gospels, get into the Renewed Covenant, and learn of my Savior. Learn of what He went through. Learn how He dealt with this. Learn how He dealt with that. Now, and there's many accounts in there, I mean, and read and meditate, and come, you know, to a spiritual understanding all that He is. And if it wasn't for that knowledge and that wisdom and that understanding that the Holy Spirit led me that route, I don't think I could have made it through a lot of the trials and tribulations that have brought me to this point, that have molded me, that have strengthened me. Because if I had my head full of knowledge, you know, there would be no defense against offense. I would not have no weapons of warfare. I wouldn't have no word in me. Like Yeshua, when he was contending with the Hasatan in the wilderness, the Hasatan would quote, you know, certain truths. And then he would quote back. Yeshua would quote back with what the scripture said. And truth in the meaning. And in the spirit. And then you see after the end of this discourse, that Hasatan departed for him for a season. So you see a spiritual being, and we got to deal with him with spiritual things. We can't fight a spiritual being with carnal understanding. That's why I learned loving of Yeshua and learning to love Yeshua and learning of Yeshua. How much He loved us, you know, in this book of Hebrews, it's getting really to break it down. As we've been, you know, we're about the end of chapter 4, and I'm still hanging there just for a little bit, because it leads into chapter 5. In chapter 4, we learn about entering into rest. And we can see that how many did not enter into rest because of unbelief. And in this time, in this hour, I think the Holy Spirit wants, you know, us, you know, as the ones that minister the word, as I'm an administration of a teacher, pastor is administration of a pastor, to strengthen that which remains. And we've got to do that. And I pray tonight somehow, some way, as you know, you're strengthened by the word today, as it always does, you know, if it's preached with power, if it, you know, the one preaching it is also believing the very thing that he preaches, then we see, you know, the true manifestation of the power. I hopefully pray tonight that this teacher again will spend himself, which I'm very glad to do, because I love my brothers and sisters, you know. Reason why, you know, I go out there on the job out there at Walmart and perform the way I do, because I love my family. And I see a lot of people out there that don't know how to love, and it shows in their work ethic. You know, I'm doing this more than just for me. I'm out here, you know, knowing that, you know, the labors of my hands is going to benefit my family. And I am very glad to work them hours and to receive, you know, the compensation for working, and then to take it all and give it to the family, to give it to Yah, knowing that it's going to be used in a right manner, that this substance has substance, that I'm not out there selfishly working, that the motivation of my work is, you know, I think of my family. I think of people that have need. I have need, and I have been compassed with need. And in knowing that need, it pushed me farther to supply a need, as in every one of us. We really need to learn, you know, our place in the body. Not make a place for us, but learn of the place which the Most High Yah has put for us in his body. And everyone has a place. No one is exempt. Praise Yah, saints. Back in Hebrews chapter 4. Again, you know, last time that we were in this, I was not able to really get into the meat of the message because of a limitation of time. Because Pentecost coming on. That was good. Again, we're going to revisit again tonight, saints of the Most High Yah. We're going to hear the word of Yah again. You know, like I said, I'm very thankful to be here to minister again tonight. And always I pray the Holy Spirit will lead, guide, teach, and do as he wishes. Not as I wish, but as he wishes. Pray for the hearing ear and the seeing eye and every one of my brothers and sisters. Pray that I can touch everyone, you know, at the level that they are at. That's my heart's desire, you know, that we all make it home. That we all make it home. We're helpers one to another. We should not forget that in any manner, any way, any form. That Hasatan, he will be out there trying to divert that very thing, that very volition. That the Most High Yah, that Yeshua HaMashiach, the Spirit in us, is compelling us to do. But in verse 15 of Hebrews chapter 4, it says, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities." Now listen to that. It's pretty much saying that we do have a high priest which can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And we're going to get into that. How did he get to the point, you know, moving to the realm of high priest as he was, to go to the depths of understanding our infirmities and knowing the what goes on within our being when our infirmities are in play? But we got to understand that our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, put on flesh. And he used this vehicle. You know, it pleased him to be put in a body. A body was prepared for him. We'll read that. Touching this again before we go on to chapter 5, so this can be fresh in our minds and in our hearts. Because, you know, every time I read this, I'm in awe at it. I mean... This never gets old to me. You know, I've read this 200, 300 times. Well, like I said, you know, the 301st time, still fresh as the first time. But even more, you know, I'm able to, you know, relish and able to flavor the word even more as I go on in this walk. As he matures, I see his word mature in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, in my spirit, and it should. The more we learn of him, the more we are learned. And it's a unique thing that a lot of people don't want to learn themselves. A That's why they lash out against others, the very thing that they hate and detest and loathe in themselves. They attack others when they should be on their knees attacking the sin that is in them, repenting, taking that passion, taking that energy and bringing it to a state of repentance, to be washed, to be clean, to be purified. And now the Hasatan comes in to steal, kill, and to destroy. To turn that tongue into a slandering, multi-edged sword. Well, we have an high priest which can be touched with the infinite hand of how. He was in all points tempted. Notice that. We got to look at all points. Then we look back and really understand ourselves that everything that I can be tempted with, everything that I have come into contact with that has tempted me until my time now, Yeshua was tempted with the very same thing. So he learned by being in that fleshly body the feeling of infirmities. Why? Through temptation. Through temptation. Through temptation. One thing about this word in the flesh, but was in all points tempted like as we are. Notice that. Was. Notice that in all points tempted like as we are. You know, it goes from the time he was in earth. You know, we're reading the report here. But was, and we see that in past, we can read the record of everything that he was tempted of, and then some that probably the books cannot contain. But was tempted at all points like as we are. Notice that now we are. As in present tense. And to the very temptation unto this very hour, very minute, every second, Yeshua HaMashiach was tempted with that. But well, one thing, yet without sin. Yet without sin. He had a passion, huh? He had a love toward us, huh? And then we already went over this, and let us revisit again. You know, as we refresh this in our minds in Hebrews chapter 2, starting at verse 13 on this very point. All points tempted as we are yet without sin. This high priest touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And it's saying he was touched with the feeling of his infirmities. But in that body, he was touched with the feeling of our. Notice that. Our infirmities while he was robed in flesh. See these little words when you know you take time to meditate on a verse. These things really stand out. You know, it might seem that somehow, some way, I'm overindulging in certain words of the verse, but still, you know, really knowledge. And understanding we should glean in the wisdom, it comes from word. Words. Word was made flesh, and we're reading words. And these words are giving us an account of the word. Amazing thing going on here. But in Hebrews 2 and 13, on this very thought, he says, and again, Yeshua talking here. It's a beautiful thing. I will put my trust in him. He says, and again, behold, I and the children which Yahweh has given me. That's beautiful. We are the children of Yah, and we have been given to a high priest. We have been given to a Savior. Now think on that. You know, even that is enough. You know, to go somewhere else, you know, to fall down on your face, cry, boo-hoo, do whatever you do, then jump up and praise and worship and hallelujah till you expend all the energy in your body. that they know that we have been given, that we have been given, that we have been given to Yeshua. Why are we in this walk? Why do we know of him? Why are we persuaded to learn of him? Because we have been given. Because we have been given. Because we have been given. The Hebrews have been given. We're in the book of Hebrews, huh? And I've always stated this is a book to the Hebrews. Because, you know, you read all the other letters. The book to the Colossians. And the book to the Ephesians. And the book to the Corinthians. Now we have a book all of a sudden to the Hebrews. Now the children of Hebrews. Now we're learning how to be a Hebrew. I guess Pastor is saying it is nothing concerning this robe of flesh that is not going to inherit the kingdom of Yah. It's going to back to where it come from. Come from the dust of the earth. Well, we have been given. And because we've been given to him, he puts his trust in his Father. And again, I will put my trust in him. Again, behold, I and the children which Yah hath given me. Then he says in 2:14, this is so beautiful. I do not get tired of reading this at any time. This thing is so exhorting, so edifying. And then at the same time, it brings so much joy in my heart and my spirit. And then it brings a realm of sorrow, too. To meditate on it and really relish it. Because this is Yeshua, this is an expression. This is an expression of love toward us. You know, we've been given to him, and now he's showing his expression. For as much then as the children, the ones that have been given to him, not all the children have been given to him, but there are certain children that have been given him, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood. Notice, you know, he's got that same infirmity, but he was touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, said he also himself likewise took part of the same. Then the Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah. The same was in the beginning, and the Word became flesh. And he was given children. And he sees the children that were given him. And he sees that the children are partakers of flesh and blood. Here I am, a heavenly host. Here I am, the Son of Yah. And I see the children which my Father has given me. They dwell in flesh and blood. That he also himself likewise took part of the same. You know, he left that for us, for his children. And here we are learning of that love. And I think that's the most honorable thing, I mean, most beautiful thing, the most clamoring thing we need to in this hour to really, really put our hearts and our minds and our emotions and everything to this. Because the Spirit is persuading us to learn of him. We learned of him today. We're learning of him, you know, through the realm of the covenant. Through the process of marriage. And the people that really love their Elohim and really want to know him, they understand this. They hear his voice. I mean, at any time, any way, we should not forsake to become and to stay the children of Yah. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. And why did he do this? Why? Being the creator of all things, as the record has shown us, come down to this state of his creation? The children that was given to him? He took part of the same. Why? What was his passion? That through death, the vehicle of death, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. And I marvel at this hour. And I am encouraged. How, as we mature in this walk, how, the Spirit in us, Yeshua HaMashiach, His Spirit in us, it is driving us to face death on every point. Now, you really look at it, fear, the ungodly fear. Fear that bringeth torment, that is a realm of death. Unbelief, death. Jealousy, envy. And I can go on and on and on. These are things that bring people to a state of death. But he'd be in touch with the feeling of our infirmities, seeing that we were robed in this flesh, and through this flesh plumped blood. Him himself likewise took part in the same. And he used the vehicle of death. And you see this world out here, how much they're so far running away from death. Anytime there's a pain in their body or this or that happened, they're running to the doctor. Get this medicine, get this, get that. To somehow, to loose the pains of death. Why? Because the sting of death is sin. This brings it on. Sin brings it on, this fear. And we'll read it. We'll hear this even more. It's just building up. Going many directions with it. Hopefully still converging on the same thoughts, my brothers and my sisters. Children of Yah. That through death. And I think the Most High, He's given us power to face death every day. Death, you really look at it as we go on this walk, as we fight many rounds of death, we wake up in this morn. And I'm glad to say that I understand Paul, that he said that he dies daily. Death is no longer some kind of looming, dark, insidious being over him, keeping him in slavery, keeping him in fear, keeping him in bondage. Now we, the children of Yah, we're no longer under the dominion of death. And this is a beautiful story, how the Yeshua, as we bring this line upon line, precept upon precept, brought us out of death into life. You've got to really know you're in yourself, you child of Yah, that you are in the land of the living. You have passed from death to life. And we've got to confess this each and every day. And if we sin, we got an advocate with the Father. We can go and die the death to that sin. We can kill the flesh, mortify the deeds of the flesh, because, the infirmity, the feeling of infirmity, we've been gone past with it. So we go to the one who was touched with the feeling of our infirmity, who was able to deliver us, go get washed in his blood. But understanding, what all went on before this, the vehicle of love that he went through, the depths of love that he went through for his children. Children that were one time under the dominion of Satan. That he loved them enough to bring on this very thing that we're learning, to take us out of, marriage with the God of this world. Have us divorce him. Divorce this devil. And to be troth to the Creator of all living. Yeah, we're in a betrothal period. And I think you need to let the Most High God woo you. He said he's going to prepare a place for you. And that was always the heritage of our people. When a young Hebrew man was betrothed to a Hebrew woman, he went off for a time, about a year, to prepare a place for his beloved, for his for his bride, for his wife. And when the place was ready, did he come back to receive his wife, his bride? Same pattern, same thing is going on. We can see that was being laid down here in this betrothal period. We're looking at the betrothal that has been going on through the beginning of time. And we see that this is ending up in a great marriage and a beautiful marriage. And he went through the vehicle of death that he might destroy him that had, past tense, the power of death, that is the devil. And it says, and deliver them who through fear of death are all their lifetime subject to bondage. He's talking about the children which Yah has given him. And we've been delivered from. No, listen to that. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. It says, for verily all our lifetime until the time when Yeshua made himself known to us, were all our lifetime were in bondage to fear of death? Yes, we were. Yes, we were. And because of this fear of death, we were all in all many realms of bondage. But I thank you, Most High Yah, that I see a lot of my brothers and sisters coming and hearing the voice of the shepherd. And they're getting free from this fear of death. And they're learning, and we need to learn that sin has no more dominion over us. Because the wages of sin is death. But we see that through death, that is an amazing thing. We could spend the rest of Blog Talk talking about through death. And many of us, you know, we're in different states of our maturity in this walk, and some of us should have, you know, experienced many death experiences and many resurrection experiences. We have died to a lot of things in our lives, a lot of things in our flesh, and because we have died to a lot of things in our flesh, in our life, in our carnal life, now we're walking to newness of spirit, life in the spirit. But this could not come about if it hadn't been for one who the children had been given to. The one who saw that we were in flesh and blood. The one saw that we had infirmities, and not only that, the depths, the feelings of our infirmities. That he loved us enough to go from one state to come down here and to suffer as we did. And we are, yet without sin, to be tempted on all points, like as we are, yet without sin. Now, this is something to put in the bag. Anytime you're bringing on temptation, it is in the record that he has always provided a way of escape. Why? Because he himself was to come past with the same temptation, yet without sin. But many of us, we have entered into temptation with sin. But he desires us, when the temptation cometh, to go to the one that was tempted at all points like as we are, so that we can find the escape. We can find the deliverance. Beautiful thing. Beautiful love story. That he would love his bride this much. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. And yeah, I still have in my mind, still have in my memories, my former being. But old things are passed away. I know now to embrace the new man. That Hasatan is always trying to bring up every realm, every facet of this old man, trying to bring us into the bondage of condemnation, the bondage of shame, and the bondage of guilt, so that he can dispense his death in us. Well, I don't want to dispense death to my brothers and sisters. And it looks like Yeshua HaMashiach does not want to dispense death to his brothers. But through death, he gives us life. He sacrificed his life that we would live. But he had to go through death. And the same thing, we've got to go through death. We should not fear death. Not on this side of salvation. Not on this side of the impalement. Death should have no more sting to us, God. We have faced it. We have already died. These things need to resonate in our heart, in our spirit. These are things we need to remind ourselves daily. I am a new creature. I am a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I am a child of the King. Continually say that. You know, when you're having a pity party, say, I can't do this, and I can't do this. Why don't you just pick up the Word of God and say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. Then when, you know, this temptation, this thought being thrown at you from every angle, said, no, I ain't receiving this. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am more than a conqueror. You know, don't speak your own words, but speak the words of the one, the high priest, who was touched with the feelings of our infirmities, yet without sin, and overcome it. And overcome it. And then verse 16 says, for verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed. He had the ability. We read that earlier in chapter 2 that, you know, to which of the angels said he any time thou my son. He could, you know, took on the nature of angels. But no, he had a passion. He looked upon the children that were partakers of flesh and blood. And his compassion went out. And he looked on their need and said, I'm going to likewise take part of the same. I see my children in bondage. I see my children in captivity. And I trust in the one who ascended me. I will put my trust in him. So you've been given. You've been given. Anytime that devil wants to say all, whatever he wants to say, won't you tell that devil you've been given to God? That you're Yah's possession. That you're no longer in his kingdom. That you're in the kingdom of light. And because I am in the kingdom of light, I can see now. I was blind, but now I see. Here you're in the seeing eye. Yahweh has made them both. And he's given me because I am a child of the King. This is a confession. This is our profession. This is our heritage as Hebrews. Oh, he did not take on him nature angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. That's the children. That's the children of promise. How many of you ever, you know, tell yourself, hey, I'm a child of promise. I'm a child of the King. And these things we should be telling ourselves, not gloating ourselves in our weaknesses and our shortcomings. Not about you. It's about him. It's about your brother. And it's about your sister. We are family. We are a body. We've got to learn to be a body. We've got to learn, you know, it's going to come to pass that these bones are going to live. But it's so sad in Israel that even now there's still confusion that's got to be out of the camp because some bones don't know which bones they are. But there's going to come a time when, you know, the bones are going to know which bones they are. Which, you know, what are they supposed to profit in the body? Well, we don't go around and say, well, I've been given the task of the little toe. How does Yeshua look at this? How does the Most High look at this? Just be grateful that you're in the body, that you have a function in the body. Going for that little toe, you know, how can the head and the hands and the rest of the body get around? You know, that toe plays a big part just as much as the big toe. And the pinky finger and the index finger and the thumb. Little small things we think don't mean nothing. The Most High said, yeah, you put more honor on that one. You extol that one. You help that one. And we look in our own bodies, you know, when every time we get injured in any part of our body, the rest of the body goes in defense to help that part of the body which has received injury. And that's the things we need to really be looking into and really learning from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he took on him the seed of Abraham, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. It behooved. And the word behooved, I'm like, man. It should behoove us in any manner, any way, daily, to learn of him. To know of him. Because as it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. And he calls us brethren. Oh man, we've been called a child. And now we've been called his brethren. No, this is a family talk here. This is, we're in the book of Hebrews. Hebrew is a family. This is a working unit. This is a body of believers. This is a collective of the children of Yah. But it behooved him. Just like he's told his disciples, it behooved Christ to suffer and rise again the third day. It behooved him. It was, you know, it was a passion. It was a love. It was something just filling up his being for us. It behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to Yah. A while back, I talked about the grace. One grace. We have entered into this grace. What grace was I talking about? Peace with the Most High Yah. You know, Yeshua has, you know, brought us into this grace. But while we were in bondage all our lifetime through fear of death, we were not in peace with Yah. We were an enemy of Yah. You got to understand that. At your former state, you are an enemy of Yah. But now through Yeshua, as we're reading here, as we put down the stones here, of this altar. We're understanding, you know, the work that Yeshua went through for his children to get the family back to Yah, to get this family of Yah back together. This thing with his Hasatan went up and with his heart, with his being, caused an insurrection, caused, you know, all kinds of defilement in the heavenlies. That Yeshua had to come down here, walk in flesh for the time appointed, through and go through death, and then go up in the heavenlies and with his blood cleanse the heavenlies for our conscience sake, for our mind's sake, so our mind could be clear, that we could walk in liberty and newness of life. This thing had not never been done before. Before Yeshua came on this earth and hung on a tree. That's why they had to go through year after year after year. That thing was always on the conscience of man. And an animal had to sacrifice its life for the atonement of that person's sin. Whatever what sin it was, there was a certain animal, a certain weight that had to be weighed. Life had to be given. So that person could still live. Pattern has not changed. The Spirit is still doing its work. That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest. Just look at this humbleness of the priest. And he's a high priest. And you see through this humility, this realm of humility, how much more it exalted him. And how much more we should exalt him. Because if he's exalted, guess who else is exalted? The more we exalt him, you know, the children are going to be exalted together with him. Aren't we joint heirs, co-inheritors with him? That whatever, you know, he receives, that we are partakers also? Do we understand this? Will we receive it? Why do we praise and worship? And what is the level of our praise and worship and extolling and raising and magnifying his name? There is an exchange going on there. That you are the child of Yah, knowing this, and you extol and you magnify his holy name, and you're doing it in sincerity and truth, coming it from your inner being. How much more that extols and lifts you up in strength and in power and in knowledge and in understanding. So great communication going on that we, the people of Yah, need to be tuning into. We don't up there praising and worshiping and dancing because everyone else is doing it and our own being is not in it. It's worthless. It's worthless. The time of sacrifice, the time of giving. Because you cannot give the Most High Yah, no. Try praising him with all your heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. And watch what the exchange is. The exchange is more sometimes than we can bear. But it is a good thing because it builds us up. Why I thank the Most High Yah for the day of rest. Well, it don't look like y'all resting because you're up there flinging your hands and jumping up and down and screaming and shouting and sweating here and sweating there, banging on keys, banging on guitars, banging on drums. No, that is an extension of rest for me. That I'm able, you know, to provide this service for my brothers and sisters to help them to enter into praise and worship, help them to enter into rest. Because this is a beautiful thing that we're allowed entrance into if, per se, we want to go through the door. Well, I see a lot of people don't consist in this thing because they're not genuinely in it. Their heart, their mind, their soul, and their spirit is not in it. They have not been fully given over. They have not, you know, they still fearing death. Well, you know, it's fear of death. Well, if I don't pray, if I raise my hands and jump up there, I'll look stupid. And it don't look right. And I don't feel right. And, you know, it's not in me. How much word is in you? Even through this, you know, I can't even hardly contain myself. I wonder if this chair I'm in, sometimes it stays together. It's getting very rickety. I don't know, I'm going to tear the bolts out of one day from praise and worship and adoration to my Most High Eye. I don't care. You know, the body is animated for what's going on from the inside. My flesh is going to animate. My flesh is not doing the animation, but the spirit. It is in me. The Holy Spirit is taking charge over this flesh. Well, this flesh is going to express what's going on in the spirit. And it should be happening in every one of us. And it should not be for Shabbat only. And I encourage you each and every day, but when you wake up, when you come conscious, to this work from having a night's sleep. Have it purpose in your heart and your mind, you know, to wake up saying, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Start thanking him, you know, for, oh, I had a pillow from, you know, my head to lay on. I had covers, you know, I had a fan, I had air, whatever, you know, was there to help you sleep. I had shelter, you know, thank him, thank him, thank him. Be always in an attitude of gratitude. You know, keep our minds focused on him. Like I said, you keep your cup full of that. There ain't nothing else going to be poured in. But many people wake up with an empty cup. And you know that Hasatan's ready to put pour anything there is into it. I like, you know, have my cup full before I go lay my head down. Because, you know, when I dream certain dreams, it's a defense. To make reconciliation, that it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to Yah. Why? To make reconciliation for the sins of the people, and the people were the children that he had been given. He wanted to reconcile us back to the Father. We were stolen from the Father. Isaiah, you know, for all that we have talked about in verse 18, for in that, or in what? All that we have read that, for in that he himself had suffered being tempted, and because he has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. I mean, he's able to draw us near in times of temptation. Times of death are trying to lower on us. We need to go and cleave to him. Fall on our knees and cry out to him. Let him fight the battle. The battle's already been won. We win. We are not losers. Because if we do mind, if we stay after the flesh, and I've seen a lot of people, you know, try to walk this walk after the flesh. I see many of them, and they do mind the things of the flesh. But if Yeshua had minded the things of the flesh, and if it was after the flesh, being robed in flesh, he would not have accomplished what he accomplished. He did all this yet without sin, yet still being in flesh. But his mind was not on the flesh. But if we are after the Spirit, and if we really desire to know the things of the Spirit, then our mind will be on it. We'll mind the things of the Spirit. Again, saints, I encourage you to always embrace the new man. Don't give a crap about the old man. That has passed away. You remember when you were baptized? Do you remember that water baptism, many of you? That's when that should have been separated from you. That's when you had crossed the sea. That's when you went from Egypt over into, you know, getting your way to the promised land. We got a promised land coming to us. We got to walk through the sea. We got to let the waters that are walled on each side, we should not be afraid of them. We should endeavor. It should be on the other side already. And we should have already watched the sea close in on our enemies. And the sea is continually closing in on our enemies, yet while they pursue us. Amazing Yeshua taking on the body that we're in, this flesh and blood. In this, you know, human state, understanding the human soul, walked and lived a human life. Notice that this flesh had the ability to sin. And all this, you know, it did qualify him. It's an amazing thing. They're going through all this, qualifying him to be that merciful and faithful high priest to make atonement for our sins. Because this thing is reported again in 2 Corinthians 5:21. It says, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. He didn't know no sin. But he was touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He was tempted in all points, yet like as we are yet without sin. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. Why, Yeshua, that we might be made the righteousness of Yah in. Woo! Notice these two words, in him. You mean he took it to this point of flesh and blood? To understand our plight? To understand our captivity? To understand our bondage? He loved us enough to go through all that to provide an escape for us, yes. To bring on the roads of salvation. And he does it through many vehicles. Not only be born again, but casting out devils, raising the dead, healing the sick, whatever it may be, bringing all those, the children of God, that might be, you know, tempted and captivated in these infirmities to make an atonement, to make a way, you know, to bring them out, to get them delivered of that devil, to heal them of that sickness, whatever it may be. For he hath made him to be sin for us. Made him. Made him. You mean the framework of the words that even Yeshua himself. It is written, you know, he delighted to do the Father's will. A body was prepared for him. And he come down here. Walk the walk, talk the talk. Like as we are, yet without sin. Why? That we might be made, that we might, hinting word there, be made the righteousness of Yah in him. That he's making us the righteousness of Yah within himself. As it goes on to say, you know, in this inheritance, this joint heirship, that now we are the body of Christ. That when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto man. And he poured out himself upon all flesh. And then we see, you know, the assembly coming out of that. We see his body. Again, him walking and talking. Being a witness on this earth through us. That we might be made, and we are being made, the righteousness of Yah in him. 1 Peter 1:3 says, blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Master, our Savior, Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, you know, it was that abundant mercy, but it was part of that behooving, that abundant mercy, that abundant compassion, that abundant love, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again, the children has to be delivered. I mean, the report. There's no new thing under the sun. We see Israel in infancy, as we learned early, being birthed on the ground, bloody, nasty, forsaken. No one wanted to take care of this child. Well, we've seen one who saw that the children were partakers of flesh and blood. You see, he come down here and washed that blood off of us, washed that filth off of us, saw that we were forsaken, saw that we were nothing, saw that we were left to die, picked us up, and called us his own. That thing is rich. Because all this was new. known before the foundation of the earth. This thing was in motion from the inception of that being in heaven who thought himself to be something. I will be like the Most High. I will ascend to the sides. I will do this. I will do that. Corrupted, you know, being a beautiful creature covered with every precious stone that reflects light. It don't give life, it reflects light. And because of reading of his brightness, they corrupted him. And God, he said in his heart, all these things, a defilement happened in heaven. So much a defilement that the sun had to come down and do mighty, mighty works of love to clean this mess up. But blessed, yes, blessed be the Father, Elohim of our Savior Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, according to his abundant, such a beautiful word, abundant mercy. I mean, it's our mercy that's just overflowing. I mean, this is extending out of Yah is love. Hath begotten us again unto a live hope, to a lively hope. How has he begotten us again? Tell the Hasatan every once in a while that you've been gotten again unto a lively hope. You know why, devil, I've been begotten again into a lively hope? Because of the resurrection of what Yeshua did on the entry. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death. Beautiful words. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Oh, praise y'all, saints. Let's look at the time real quick. Let's go on. Isaiah 53, who hath believed our report? And then unto whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? Unto whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? Has the arm of Yahweh been revealed to you? I'm talking about that arm that reached out to you while you were in darkness and pulled you into light where you could see? Are you going to believe the report? I pray. And many of you are believing the report each and every Shabbat. That's why the apostles, the evangelists, the prophets, the pastors, and the teachers are here bringing forth the report. There is a gospel of the kingdom which needs and should be going forth. Why? Because it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. Are we going to join in the fellowship of his sufferings? But I know a lot of people don't want to suffer. That fear of death don't want to suffer. As the word says, if you're not going to suffer, you're not going to let these sufferings build you and strengthen you, you're not going to reign with him. How did he go through death? He allowed the sufferings to perfect him. The temptations. Yet, without sin. We're talking about it building a faithful high priest. We can read all the way from Genesis all the way to Exodus to, you know, the inception of the high priest. And then all the laws according to the high priest, and see the pattern and the service which the high priest had to go through, and nothing has changed. We have seen it go from a worldly sanctuary, which was, and we have read the report, and we have believed the report. Now here we are, a heavenly sanctuary. We're in a house not built with hands. That house perished. Our old man is perishing. That old house is done away. Our old man should be done away. Behold, all things have become new. Why? Who hath relieved our report? And to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? Is it for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground? He had no form nor comeliness. What? The one that took on flesh? The one that saw his children being partakers of flesh and blood, it behooved him to be made like unto the same? Yeah. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form, no comeliness, nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. It says he is despised and rejected of men. Just the thing to come down here in that form of flesh and blood. And the report says, and he came to his own, and his own received him not. Just think of the temptation of rejection. How many of us have faced many facets of rejection? How many of us in this time and this hour are still fighting and dealing with many facets of rejection? Because, you know, in our old life, in our old walk, that was one thing that was lording over us. We desire to be made like unto them. We desire to wear their clothes. We desire to walk and talk and eat and taste, touch, and smell like them. Because of death, using the vehicle of rejection. And you think Yeshua was not going to be tempted with rejection? One of the biggest things at the end that he had to overcome was rejection. Came to his own, and his own received him not. And if any of us are in this walk and we're still fighting rejection, well, my brother and sister won't receive me here, and my brother won't receive me here, nobody here, blah, 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 blah. Look at that realm of death that you're walking in. You should always walk with the assurity that you're accepted in the Beloved. It is written, it is written, it is written. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that walk after the Spirit. We need to be walking after the Spirit. Because if our mind is on the Spirit, we'll walk after the Spirit. But if our mind is on the flesh, we'll mind the things of the flesh. And no wonder rejection has a rule over us. But we see that Yeshua here was encompassed with rejection. Came to his own, and his own received him not, even as time as always trying to come to his own, and a lot of his own is not receiving him as they should be receiving him. The report says he is despised. Are you going to believe the report? He is despised and rejected of men. He said a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Whoa, that's talking about the feeling of our infirmities. Just think, would you come down here, being creator of all things, and take on the infirmities of another? And would you go to the depths of knowing the feelings of their infirmities? You know, I look at my own infirmities, my own feelings, and I'm like, whoa, they could bowl me over. But this man, Yeshua, come down here and to learn of the very thing that kept me in bondage, that kept me in chains, that kept me in fetters, just for the sake of making me free from these very things that all my lifetime I was in subject to bondage to, that he loved me enough to beget me again. And he was acquainted. You know, he did all this yet without sin, but he acquainted himself with grief for us. I know he was faced to face with his own grief, but it was behooved him to be faced with our grief first. To be encompassed with our sorrows first. He saw that need before his own needs. And I think that was the power of him doing it without sin. Because he minded the things of the Spirit. We know he had a battle of flesh in the garden. Wanted the cup to pass from him, but once he got his mind, he had that battle with that flesh. And once he overcome that flesh in the garden, that flesh was talking. He was getting ready, you know, for the last round of the fight with death. He is despised and rejected. No wonder we are despised, because he was despised and rejected. He rejected a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces, talking about Israel, from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. And he says, surely he hath borne our grief. Notice he didn't bar his grief, even though he could feel the grief. But he was feeling our grief. He'd rather feel our grief rather than to deal with his own grief. Because he knew we needed an escape. We needed a deliverer. We needed him. We were his children. And he trusted in the one who gave us to him. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows. And this report, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of Yah, and afflicted. And it goes on with a beautiful passage. For us, he was wounded for our transgressions. Our, for the children's transgression. Behold, I and the children which the Father, which Yah hath given me. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace. Notice that. We have entered into this grace. Peace with Yah. That realm of grace. And I'm glad I am not an enemy of Yah no more. And you shouldn't be glad that you are not an enemy of Yah no more, as you were in your former state, when you walked according to the course of this world, to the God of this world. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. He went through that chastisement that we would obtain peace, because we didn't have no peace. We had no way to obtain peace. So he saw our need. He provided a vehicle for our peace. You see, grace really having such a marvelous work going on here while we were yet in our sins. It says, with his stripes, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And even though we have gone our own way, he says, and Yahweh hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. That he was oppressed. He was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He received our oppression. He received our affliction. Yet he opened not because his mind was not on the flesh. But his mind was on the spirit. Because he was oppressed and he was afflicted, he is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before his shears is dumb, so will he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? We need to be declaring his generation. As we are the generation of Yeshua HaMashiach. For he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people. Notice that. For the transgression of my people. Yahweh talking here. Begotten us again unto a lively hope. He was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Why was he put on a tree? Why was he put on a tree? He was made a curse for us. And it said, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. That yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. Notice that. His seed. He shall see his seed. He took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. An offering for sin, he shall see his seed, and he shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of Yahweh shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. For he shall bear their iniquities. The humbleness of the high priest. As he told his disciples while he was yet on the earth. Luke 9:22 said, the Son of Man must suffer many things. The Son of Man must suffer many things. And be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and scribes, and be slain and be raised the third day. Like I said, he came to his own, and his own received him not. Because we should continue with him in his temptations, just as his disciples continued with him in his temptations. Luke 22:28 says, ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. And he says, and I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me. Let's go to Matthew 26. Matthew Matthew 26, verse 59. Matthew chapter 26, let's start at the verse they call 59. It says, now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yet though many false witnesses came, yet they found none. At the last came two false witnesses and said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of Yah and build it in 3 days. And the high priest arose and said unto him, answerest thou nothing? What is it that these witnesses against these? What is these witness against thee? But Jesus held his peace. Like a lamb, huh? Opened his mouth, not a word. Yeshua held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living Yahweh that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of Yah. Jesus saith unto him, thou hast said. Nevertheless, I say unto you, since hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. And it says, then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. What think you? They answered and said, he's guilty of death. Then did they spit on his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, prophesy unto us, thou Christ, who is it that smite thee? Will we believe the report? Will we believe the report? 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But Yah is faithful, who will not suffer you, child, that was given to Yeshua, to be tempted above that ye are able. But will with the temptation also make a way to escape. Why? That you may be able to bear it. James 1:12 says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life. So if Yeshua was tempted, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. Don't go take the vehicle. I'll be tempted because nobody loves me. Yahweh don't love me. No. Our mind should be transformed into the new man. Ah, the temptation cometh. It is there to strengthen me. Will I overcome? Do I know the one that has overcome? And if I have in my bag the words of the one which hath overcome, and I go reach down in my bag, and I have that substance, I may be able to bear this temptation now. I may be able to be strengthened by it. Then when I see my brother and my sister encompassed with the same temptation, I might be able to provide a way of escape for them as I have received escape. Know that when you are tried, you shall receive the crown of life. That is the what? If I have the strength to endure temptation, and I know the one, I know temptation is going to be common to me. Common because I'm flesh and blood. But as we read in the verse, Yah is faithful. We will trust in him as Yeshua has trusted in him. And know this for a fact that, you know, the Most High is not going to allow you to be tempted of that which you are able to bear. So I've been in many things, I'm like, man, I don't know if I can bear it. But on the backside of it, when I have overcome, I see the Most High Yah has provided the way for me to endure that temptation to the point to where I would overcome it. And the only way when I overcome it, when I received victory over the temptation, when that temptation had passed, you know, I feel that crown of life upon my head. I feel that witness. I feel, you know, that, I don't know, it goes beyond words. Like I said, I feel that witness. I know I have gotten the victory. You know, I'm in a great joy. And in great exuberance. You know, I am like, Brother Steve, I'm so, you know, pumped up now that Yeshua has allowed me to overcome temptation. Because this is common to man. Because I know in all points it was tempted like we as we are, yet without sin. So when this temptation comes, I know the one who has overcome this temptation. So I go to my faithful and great high priest for answers. Because I want to go through this temptation, yet I don't want the sin part of it. I know what death can do upon me. I know the temptation, all our temptation was upon him. He received all our temptations. So that we would escape the penalty of sin, which is death. But blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, notice this will try us. But notice this trying is there to bring us up higher. It's there to mold and strengthen us. The new man will receive this. If his mind is on the spirit, if his mind is on the flesh, he's going to fail every time. Because the flesh is going to feel this. The flesh is going to say many, many things to bring you out of life. It's going to speak all kinds of words of death. But you got to endure. You got to endure. You got to understand there is one that has provided a way to endure. We got to put this pure word of Yah in our bags for the times of endurance. This is the food that will strengthen us. This is the food that will nourish us to bring us through these times of temptation when temptation is trying to famish us, trying to starve life out of us. I say, if we endure, we're going to receive the crown of life, which Yeshua hath promised to them that love him. Even if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. As saints of the Most High Yah, we'll end with this verse and go to Hebrews again. Before we get into chapter 5, Hebrews 4 and 16. Because in all this and what we have learned tonight, and we can learn more if we just meditate on it, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Many of us have dealt with many temptations, and that brings us to a time of need. And we go to the one which has supplied all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Bless you all, saints. Thank you all, saints, for your support, for your prayers, for everything that you are. I love you all. Thank you, Brother Paul, again, for coming and posting scriptures. You know, I thank Paul for his service, labor of love in this. I don't consider it a small thing. Praise, you know, he's helping. We're helping one another. Brother Joe and Sister Kelly, I do have your MP3s ready. We'll be getting to you shortly. Sorry about, you know, the latency of getting them to you, but there's a lot of things been going on, you know, with feast days and other things, and I pray that you understand, you know, my latency in this, but they are coming. And I thank you and bless you for your support, for your love, for just being there with us. We are family. And we need to stick together. We need to help one another. We need to build one another. We're here for one another. We've got to get home. We've got to get home. We've got to see our King. The King is coming. Praise Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. Love you all. Pray you all were edified, have something to put in your bag this evening, to take on the week, till we come again to another rest day. Shalom, shalom, Shabbat shalom. Thanks. Be blessed.